Welcome, everyone, to the next episode of Provo City School District's What's Up with the Soup podcast. I am Superintendent Wendy Dow. This week, I will be visiting with Mark Burge, the new principal of Canyon Crest Elementary. But first, let's go over the updates. The next school board meeting is on Tuesday, June 24th. Please check the district website prior to the meeting to see exact times and the full agenda. Welcome, everyone, to this week's episode of What's Up with the Soup. I'm here with Mark Burge. Welcome to our podcast.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
So, Mark, you have been the principal at Provo Peaks Elementary for how many years?
7 years.
Holy cow. And now you are moving to?
Canyon Crest Elementary.
Okay. Well, let's just start by telling us a little bit about yourself, because I think the Canyon Crest community needs to get to know a little bit about Principal Burge.
Yes. So I've been in education for 24 years. Taught elementary school. Sixth grade is the best.
Would agree.
I love it.
If I were going to teach elementary school, I would teach sixth grade.
It is so much fun. My first job as a principal was down in San Juan County.
Okay.
At Montezuma Creek Elementary on the Navajo Reservation.
Oh, wow.
It was a great experience. I learned a lot and just wonderful people. And then after 7 years in San Juan District, I came up here to Provo District, and I love it. And it's an amazing place to be.
Oh, I love that you said that. And I didn't even pay him any money to say that, so that's good. What is the best part about being a principal?
I love spending time with the students.
Yeah.
It's just a fun experience. You can be silly, you can have fun with them, and build relationships with them, and they know that you care about them. And that's one of the things that I really enjoy doing every single day.
One of the things I notice when I come to your school is that you know so many kids by their names. I'm sure you know almost all of the kids, if not all of them, by their name. But I remember we walked into a kindergarten class and there was a student who had a particular behavior struggles or whatever, and you knew exactly what to do with that kid. So you stepped right in, you helped support the teacher, you knew how the kid was going to respond to different things. I was so impressed by that, just how much you know about every single individual kid in your school. It's just, it's impressive. I hope people realize that about you, because you are high-fiving kids and fist bumping and all the things.
No, I appreciate you remembering that, because, you know, every student goes through something every single day, and it's important for me to understand what makes them tick and what helps them get through their struggles.
Yeah. If I'm remembering right, you also played the recorder in one of the classes we went to. I'm remembering this too. Yes.
Yes. Back in the late 1900s, when I was in fourth grade, I remember learning Beethoven's Ninth Symphony on the recorder.
Yes. And
One of those things that I do.
And the kids loved it. They ate it up. They were so excited. So I'm excited for you to share those talents at Canyon Crest.
I have many useless talents that I share.
That's awesome. What do you want the Canyon Crest community to know? Like, what is your passion? Like, why do you love education? Why is it just in your blood?
I love spending time with the kids, like I mentioned, and really helping them feel comfortable in school. School was not easy for me growing up. I struggled academically and socially, and I want all students to be able to feel comfortable when they come to school and know that we're here to support them. We're their cheerleaders, and they deserve a great education and somebody to be their cheerleader and be on their side.
What do you think is your most important job as a principal? You've kind of mentioned a little bit about helping kids feel comfortable, but in your daily tasks or as you're planning your school year, what are some of the things that you think, this is something I've got to really pay attention to?
You know, we want to make sure that the teachers are given all the resources they need to be effective. I've met a lot of the teachers at Canyon Crest, and they are amazing.
Yeah,
it is so fun to see their excitement about education. And I want to be able to support them as well, because they're on the front lines. They have very difficult jobs. I want to be there for them. They can make so much change happen in the students' lives. Providing that support is one of the most absolute fundamental things in education. And as a principal, one of my most important jobs.
I agree. What are you most looking forward to at Canyon Crest?
Just to get to know everybody. Going from Provo Peaks. Provo Peaks and Canyon Crest, they're different.
Very different.
Yeah. Very different schools. But it's not going to change the way I go about interacting with parents, with community members, and students and the staff. So I'm just excited to get in there and to, you know, work with everybody and
Make cool things happen.
Make awesome things
happen. Awesome things
happen.
We love awesome things. We love awesome things. Tell me what you hope parents know about you.
I want parents to know that I'm available to listen, to hear any concerns or any suggestions. I want to be able to work with them. They want what's best for their children.
Yeah.
And I want to work with them and try to make that happen for their kids. We're on the same team. It is really a team effort to help their children learn and grow.
It really is a partnership for sure. One of the things I've noticed about Canyon Crest is just every time I go to an event there, and you were there, I think, for their STEM night, how many parents bring their kids? It's a community event. Mm-hmm. How many people are there to help and to make just magic happen? It's a pretty phenomenal place.
It was great. The first event I went was one of their PTA meetings at night, just to see the amount of support, the amount of parents who really are trying to do what's best for their kids and for the teachers. I love the support that they are giving to the teachers and the staff. It was a great opportunity for me to get to know a lot of the parents that were on the PTA. And then their STEM night, it was just amazing.
The
students were having fun. Students were teaching me how to do some of the coding
things.
I had no idea.
I noticed.
So it was good for them, you know, get to know them. And I know a few of the parents because they had sent their kids to the CAS program at Provo Peaks.
Yep.
It was good to reconnect with them. And just an amazing group of parents who really want a great place for their students.
Yeah, they're vested in education for
Definitely.
Sure. Tell me a little bit about what it's going to be like. Well, first, let's ask this question. Do you speak Spanish?
No, I do, however, speak a more popular language, which is Swedish, because nobody speaks Swedish around
nobody,
here.
No, nobody speaks Swedish around here. That's true. My parents speak Danish. Nobody speaks Danish either. So,
no.
But tell me about kind of what it's going to be like to be at a dual immersion school, because it's fascinating to watch like second graders spend like their whole morning talking only in Spanish. And I'm just like, what is happening? It's so amazing. So
that's a great question. I've never been a part of a DLI school before, but I'm excited to see how it's going to work. I did stop by a couple weeks ago and was listening to one of the sixth grade teachers talk to the students in Spanish, and they're all just paying attention, listening. And I was very impressed with the communication they had all in Spanish, and the kids knew exactly what was going on. And so it's going to be a learning process for me, but I'm really excited to see how they can grow learning Spanish.
And they're learning not only the language, but they're learning different contents. And
exactly.
I mean, it's amazing what our teachers are able to do. They're pretty incredible. And our
Definitely.
Students, they're, oh my goodness, I can't even. What do you think might be a challenge about Canyon Crest?
One of the challenges that's going to be is because it's a different community.
Yeah.
Is being able to navigate that and to be able to utilize the parent support in a real effective way. Not that we don't have that at Provo Peaks, but I think there's a little bit more that we want to be able to make sure it's effective and use it the best we can.
Yeah, we want to direct all of that help in the right way.
Yeah.
And there is a lot of help available. It's very apparent.
And we
do.
All the help.
Yes, it's incredible. Tell me a little bit about maybe one of your best experiences as a principal that we could share maybe with some of the kids so they could get to know kind of your more human side of Principal Burge.
A couple of us were walking with a student down the hallway, and I didn't have my Crocs. It was a crazy sock day, so I was wearing Crocs. I didn't have my Crocs in sport mode.
Oh.
And so I took a step. The Croc fell off. I put my sock down on the ground. It slipped out from under me. And I had to do some awesome ninja skills to stop from squishing a first grader.
Oh, my goodness. See, and you're such a cool principal. You know the difference between sport mode and non-sport mode.
And I wish I would have saved that on video because it would have been awesome.
That would have been awesome to show people.
Yeah.
That's great. What are some of the things that you do to celebrate students that you've done in the past at Provo Peaks that you hope to continue at Canyon Crest?
At Provo Peaks, we were able to give out Puma Paws.
Mm-hmm.
So teachers are able to, or really any staff member are able to recognize students for following the school expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so fun for them to come into the office to show us what they got and get a little prize for that.
Yeah.
And I always ask them, why did you get this? And they're able to explain,
this
is what I did. But they're excited to do that. And that's one of the things that really, just something small that the students love to get a little bit of recognition. And also, you know, just every single day coming into the school, giving students high fives.
Yeah.
And just really finding something about a student to compliment them about. just so that they know that we care. So it's the little things that really make a huge difference.
I always see you outside, like greeting students. And then at the end of the day, you're saying goodbye to them. Like you're very visible and they all want to say hi to you. Like when you walk down the hall, if they're walking in the other direction, they're always like yelling your name. And so it's really fun to watch that.
Yeah. It's fun.
They love you for sure. So, well, we're excited to have you at Canyon Crest. You're going to be an amazing addition to that community and just continue a lot of the great things that they're already accomplishing.
Definitely.
And I know they're excited to have you. So,
well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for being on our podcast.
I love it. Appreciate it.
Thanks, everyone, for joining me for this week's episode of What's Up with the Soup. As always, all episodes will be posted on the district website, YouTube, and anywhere you get your podcasts. If you have any topics or questions you would like us to discuss on the podcast, please email us at podcast@provo.edu. And don't forget to join us again next week for another new episode of What's Up with the Soup. Have a great weekend, everyone.